Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
What did AT&T want from Michael Cohen? By Fred Vogelstein. Everyone knows Washington is a swamp filled with snakes and influence peddlers, and few believe President Trump would do much to change that, despite his drain the swamp battle cry. In fact, one could argue he has done much since taking office to encourage influence peddling. He refused to put his assets in a blind trust or release his tax returns. That means he can know which people, businesses, and countries that want something from him as president are also supporting him as a businessman. And even though he has said he won't seek that information, the public has no way to hold him accountable to that promise. A true cynic might wonder when companies would just start handing Trump's personal attorney suitcases of cash every time they wanted access, or to know what was on his mind. That's not dark comedy anymore. The New York Times and Michael Avenatti, the lawyer for the porn star known as Stormy Daniels, both reported yesterday that starting in 2016 and continuing through January, Michael Cohen, Trump's personal attorney, accepted payments totaling more than $1.2 million from companies that may have wanted to influence Trump or sought information about Trump's thinking. The money was paid to the same company, Essential Consultants, from which Cohen paid Daniels $130,000 shortly after the election, not to talk about her alleged tryst with Trump. In all, Avenatti said more than $4 million flowed through Essential Consultants between October 2016 and January 2018. Investors are trying to understand the motivations behind a $500,000 payment from Columbus Nova, a U.S. investment firm with ties to a Russian oligarch connected to Russian President Vladimir Putin, according to the Times. Meanwhile, pharmaceutical firm Novartis confirmed it paid Essential about $1.2 million and that it had cooperated fully with an inquiry from special counsel Robert Mueller's office. Novartis said that it entered into a year-long agreement with Essential in February 2017. After one meeting, the company said it determined that Michael Cohen and Essential Consultants would be unable to provide the services that Novartis had anticipated, but the company felt obligated to continue the payments under the contract. Of particular note to those in Hollywood and Silicon Valley were four payments totaling $200,000 from AT&T to Essential between October 2017 and January 18. Michael Cohen should not be selling access to the President of the United States. This is a big deal, said Avenatti on Anderson Cooper 360 Tuesday night. He said it didn't take too much imagination to wonder whether some of the money paid to Cohen ended up in Trump's pockets. Neither Trump nor Cohen have commented. USA Today White House correspondent Gregory Court tweeted Wednesday that Cohen and AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson entered the White House 8 minutes apart on January 12, 2017, according to a pool report at the time. AT&T had two reasons to be keenly interested in Trump's thinking during that period. It, along with other wireless and cable companies, was pushing the Federal Communications Commission to end net neutrality, the rules that bar telecom companies from blocking or favoring certain content. It also needs government approval of its $85 billion proposed acquisition of Time Warner. To be fair, all corporations seek intelligence about the inner workings of new administrations, and corporations need to work harder for intelligence about the basic workings of the Trump White House than with previous administrations because Trump was an outsider surrounded by few of the well-known Washington hands. Asked about the relationship, AT&T was not evasive. Essential Consulting was one of several firms we engaged in early 2017 to provide insights into understanding the new administration, AT&T said in a statement Tuesday evening. They did no legal or lobbying work for us, and the contract ended in December 2017. If AT&T was looking to buy influence, it has a mixed record. The FCC under Trump appointed Ajit Pai voted 3-2 in December to repeal its 2015 net neutrality rules, freeing telecom firms to create paid fast lanes for certain content or to exempt certain content from data caps and wireless plans, a concept known as zero rating. The move was strongly opposed by most Silicon Valley companies, some of whom are joining a red alert day on the web Wednesday to support a congressional move to restore net neutrality. On the Time Warner merger, however, AT&T has had less success. The Justice Department in November sued to block the deal as anti-competitive. Testimony in the trial ended last week, and the judge is expected to rule next month.